If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Whose face should be on the front of our $5 bill here in Canada? You can take your vote at 92925. I mean, it's not an official vote, but you will be able to vote officially on a website very soon, actually. So the Bank of Canada wants to put a new face on the $5 bill, and they're actually asking for Canadians to help make the decision. So currently it's Sir Wilfrid Laurier, who is on the $10 bill. He's Canada's first Francophone Prime Minister. Time for a change.
On the $5 bill, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
The 10.
No, $5. Right. We're talking about the $5 bill. So they did something similar with the $10 bill, though, right, with Viola Desmond, and she is an amazing civil rights activist. She was the first bill with a Canadian woman on it, which was amazing. This time, they're going to be asking all Canadians to nominate any historic Canadian, though. So they're expecting this to be up on the website probably later this month, and you'll be able to go on there and make your nomination, but obviously people are throwing around some big names.
Lots of names to choose from. I mean, I, off the top of my head, there's so many. I take this opportunity to maybe go new school and go contemporary, because we all have the historical figures already on the bill. So I'd go something like new wave, like maybe Drake. And seriously, because he's a universal face. He's technically bigger than the Beatles. I mean, that's debatable. But I mean, why not? Why not? And maybe people around the world will take our money more seriously.
Not a ton of people throwing around Drake's name.
Let's get the ball rolling.
I wouldn't be against it personally. People are talking about Terry Fox. A lot of people.
That's a great choice.
Suggesting Terry Fox. I think that is a really great choice. Gord Downie, though. I would love to see Gord Downie.
Oh. Okay.
You don't agree, Andy?
I mean, he's not the first person that comes to mind. Maybe it's a whole recency bias thing with Gord Downie. He just passed away, two years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm not a big Tragically Hip fan either.
Oh my God, you're heartless.
I'm not a big I'm sorry. I don't like their music.
Call yourself Canadian.
Seriously. A couple of people suggested the Toronto Raptors.
I'm like, the whole team?
Yeah.
A group shot.
You win one NBA championship. Come on. You don't get to be on the $5 bill.
Plus,
you don't.
None of them are Canadian. I mean, Chris Boucher from Montreal was the only Canadian on the team.
Really good point. Wayne Gretzky, though.
Okay.
I don't think it should be an athlete. I don't think it should. I think it should be a little more than that. Like, I don't think it should be somebody whose, like, sole existence and fame was based on being good at a sport.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the similar for Drake as well. He's an actor and a rapper, and he's expanded out a little bit, but I mean.
I mean, it's Drake. Who would be your pick?
I would think David Suzuki, actually, was somebody that came to mind. I know he's not the most popular choice, but he's somebody that certainly speaks to the time now where environment is such a big thing on people's minds, and David Suzuki has been a champion of the environment for as long as we can all remember. We grew up with him.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing you. Here's the thing, though, and I mentioned that people are texting in. There's a lot of people saying Terry Fox. Somebody else said Leonard Cohen. That would actually be another good pick.
That's pretty iconic.
I think it would be kind of cool for it to be somebody like we know, you know, like Drake. Yeah. Like, imagine actually looking, like when I was a kid, I had no idea who anybody was on the bills. They were just old
that's
people
it,
to
that's
me.
It.
I had no
the
idea.
Queen, and that was about it.
Here's the problem, though. I don't think it can be somebody who's still alive. Because they can still mess up in their lifetime.
That's true.
They could really mess up.
And like if Drake bombs on his next album, for instance.
It could be
his reputation.
I don't even mean just his album, but just like they could do something really stupid.
That's true.
In this time of like Me Too. Don't get me wrong. They could have done things stupid in the past too. But you know, like it is a time where we know everything about everyone. So if they put these into circulation with somebody like Drake's face and then suddenly there's a huge scandal or I don't know, like Drake got a stripper pregnant who he wasn't with who...
There you go.
Try to keep his baby secret. You know, like we can't have these stories.
That's true. What if David Suzuki isn't a fan of the environment and he drives around in a Hummer?
See,
and we don't even know it.
And then they can't take it back.
That's
you know?
A really good point.
They
but
can't
all the
rip
people
it all
the bills now. Like we don't have. I mean, there wasn't an internet back then. We don't know what these guys
it's
were
true.
Up to
You're
back
right.
then either. Right?
No, I think of that too. I'm like, nobody is perfect, was perfect. You're right. But I think we just have to wait until they're like, unfortunately, no longer with us, and then make sure their legacy is actually a positive.
Tested and true.
We've had some interesting choices. This person says it's an easy choice. It's Ryan Reynolds. He's the funniest Canadian, and he would be a perfect choice.
Think
I don't know.
And he can do no wrong.
I mean, he's good looking and he's funny. I don't know if you want to put him on our money.
He's too young. There's too much time for him to mess up in this lifetime.
True.
I'm telling you.
Carmela suggests the Montreal Canadiens logo.
No.
Oh, yeah. You know, you want to be proud of the money you have in your wallet. You want to be, you know, well, it's just not the right year. Maybe next year.
Not a sports franchise logo, can't be. I think it should be another woman. Why shouldn't it be?
Why not?
There have been a lot of men on the Bills for a long time. Somebody suggested Lady Diana, but I think it should be.
I think they have to be Canadian.
I think they should be Canadian. What about Meghan Markle, though?
Well, she's closer to Canadian than Diana.
She'll be a permanent resident. I don't know if she'll be a citizen.
True. But,
all right, Peter, who do you think should be on the face of the new $5 bill?
You know what? How about all of them at the same time? You know, you put like 3-4 people or 4-5 people, you know?
Inclusivity.
I think all of them that you named have done quite some really nice stuff, you know? So like, why not do that for, you know, 4-5 people all together?
You're getting too creative here, Peter. Those are against the rules. Do you think Drake too? Like Drake, Terry Fox? No.
No, I don't think Drake. I think I agree with you. I think you have a chance to screw things up when you're alive.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a major chance of screwing things up when you're alive. So I think I'll go with what Nikki's saying and the ones that have passed away and maybe like a group shot, you know?
Okay.
Like a,
he's still on the group like shot.
Immortal selfie.
Immortal selfie, nice.
I love it. Suddenly like kids growing up are going to believe that like Leonard Cohen and Gord Downey and Terry Fox were all in a band together or something. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, is this the Beatles?
That sounds amazing.
Peter, thanks so much for chatting with us and thanks
for
listening.
Thank you, love you guys.
We love you too. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. So many texts at 9295. Sam, what does the fifth text from the top say? Oh, it's six texts now. Sorry.
Oh, here. What does it say?
Does it say?
I don't want to read it. I vote for Nikki's face in the $5 bill.
Sam didn't get any votes.
You made me read that.
All right. So according to insider.com, these are the top 10 Canadians of all time. I don't know if I agree with all these, but in at number 10, and this would actually be a great suggestion, Margaret Atwood. She's, of course, a Canadian novelist and one of the most highly praised writers in the world, really.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
Martin Short in at number 9.
Really?
One of the top 10 Canadians of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe put him as part of a montage, I guess.
Justin Trudeau in at number 8.
Oh, already?
He's messed up too much.
And then his father, Pierre Trudeau, in at number 7. A family portrait, just all the Trudeaus. Put Sophie there, too. Chris Hatfield.
He wasn't mentioned. That'd be good. Yeah,
he would be good. He's still alive. I don't think he's going to have any huge scandals before.
I doubt it.
Unlikely.
Yeah. Lorne Michaels. I think we often forget that he's even Canadian, but he's not a fan. Like I like what he does. He's creative, but
he's been in the U.S. so long. He's the executive producer of SNL.
Exactly.
He's been in the States so long.
Terry Fox in at number 4. Still, I think we received most votes for Terry Fox on our text line. Alexander Graham Bell.
Scientist. That's a perfect choice.
And here, you know, we're throwing around Drake. Why weren't we throwing around Celine Dion?
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
Lynn.
But then it's a slippery slope. Then you got to include Chad Kruger, you know.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want Alanis Morissette,
how
look, there's
compare Celine Dion to Nickelback. I am offended by that. And according to insider.com, you may agree or disagree, the top Canadian of all time, the best Canadian, Wayne Gretzky.
I mean, I mean, he certainly dominated his profession more than anybody else has ever dominated any other profession. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't think of him as the greatest.
You think
Canadian.
You have to do more than that? Like, look what Terry Fox did with his life while he was. I don't think you can compare, really. Right?
Everybody has different ways of measuring success, I guess, in life. And Wayne Gretzky is one of those guys who did put Canada on the map. And he is the epitome of Canadian. He's stayed in Canada. He's never really.
What about Alex Trebek?
That's a great choice.
Oh, that's also
a very
good choice.
We love him, but has he done anything more phenomenal with his life than, say, Wayne Gretzky? Has he?
Well, I mean, a lot of these people, they donate to charities and they're involved in charities. We don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? That's the thing. I mean, Alex Trebek, I think, is involved in a lot of charities. We just don't know.
Tim Hortons. Someone just suggested the Tim Hortons logo.
Great. Oh, the logo. Not the person.
No, the logo. And somebody else said it can't be Celine Dion since she moved to Vegas. She's barely Canadian anymore. Oh,
barely.
So hateful.
Take one residency and you're a sellout.
All right. Thanks for your suggestions at 92925. And like I mentioned, it should be by the end of the month that you'll actually be able to nominate and it will be official, an official nomination on their website.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
This might be the beginning of a new feature here. It's a working title, but what do you guys think of Say It or Shut It? Kind of like Date Him or Dump Him, but Say It or Shut It.
Let's try it on for size.
Okay, yeah. You want to try it?
It's the best we got so far.
Can we get an intro, please?
Say it or shut it.
Okay, that's good. That needs some work, too.
Yeah, okay. I'll
So we got a text at 92925 from Rebecca. So we decided to give her a call. So Rebecca, you have a bit of a dilemma. You don't know if you should say it or shut it in this situation. What have you been dealing with?
So I went to the gym like yesterday, and this lady was clearly doing leg day, and her leggings were a little bit more than see-through.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should tell her or not, because people get really mad if you tell them if they're doing something wrong at the gym.
Well, and people get, I mean, self-conscious, too, at the gym, you know? Is. So I think I can understand your hesitancy. So you're there, she's like squatting or something?
Oh, yeah, she's squatting hard and
Rebecca, how would you feel if you were squatting and people could see everything at the gym?
I really hope somebody would tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do.
Were her leggings like, were they just falling down, or were they just like so thin that they were see-through, or was there a giant hole in them? How were they see-through?
So thin that every time she bent down, you could see everything.
Yeah. Oh,
see,
she must have known. She knew she was wearing thin.
As ladies, we know exactly what Rebecca's talking about, that material. Really? And Rebecca, as you know, you don't always know before you leave the house, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it's the lighting. There's a million different reasons why you don't know until you're sort of putting some pressure. Until you're putting pressure on them almost, too.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure.
And you don't necessarily look at your butt before leaving the house while you're in a squat.
Oh, true.
You don't?
I was going to say, I do look at my butt every day in my pants, but I don't squat. I don't squat down in front of the full-length mirror.
Looking good, Nikki.
Okay, so Rebecca, right away, I'm going to say you need to tell her. 100%. I would want to know too, and you go up to her and say like, look, I'm really sorry, your leggings are see-through, I just wanted to let you know. I say tell her, absolutely.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would say the exact opposite. I wouldn't say anything. I don't think I could. I don't know how I would say it. Well, you know, if you say anything, you're obviously been staring at her.
Dude, we can see your butt. Like, we can.
Oh, yeah. that'll do it.
It could be a little different for men versus women.
Mm, yeah. I don't know how I would tell a woman that without sounding like a creep. I really don't. I don't know if it would be creepier if I told another woman to tell her that, to convey the message.
It's tough when you look like a creep too, right? And then
see, it's a double negative. There's no winning.
Okay, Rebecca, we're gonna throw this out there and see what people think.
All right, thank you very much.
I think like 90% of women are gonna agree with me or you though that they would want to know.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much for listening. All right, the text already pouring in at 92925. So imagine you're at the gym, or you could be anywhere. This could be at work. Someone is doing some squats. Maybe they're even like bending over to get a file folder or something, and you can see everything. Lady Kim, we've seen these tights before, right?
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah. So what are some of the texts saying so far?
This text from Anna Maria says, I always do the squat test in the changing room before buying my workout gear. So she tested it out. Good idea.
I've never done the squat test. Mm-hmm.
Someone else said, I would definitely want someone to tell me if I saw a girl. Would definitely tell her. I've told a girl in the past and she was actually very thankful.
Oh. Okay.
This person says, I work with someone who's full in all the right places, but when she bends down, you can see a lot of her. I told her nicely that maybe she should consider putting more clothes on, and she looked at me like I had two heads and I was insulting her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, in thinking about this, are we sure that every woman would want to know? I mean, I think there's some women that might not want to know. I don't think my wife would want to know something like this out of the sheer embarrassment of it.
I want to know.
Doesn't matter who it's coming from. She'd
Especially
be embarrassed.
Especially squatting. Like, it's getting graphic. When you're squatting, Kim's shaking her head. You'd want to know?
I'd want to know.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Maybe you're onto something, though. We've got Anka on the phone. Anka, what do you think?
I think you shouldn't tell her. The girl knows. The girl 100% knows. I agree with your colleague. She knows.
You think she already knows?
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Girls look at their butt before they leave.
And I always do look at my butt in my pants in my full-length mirror before I leave. I have never squatted in my condo before I left, though.
Well, you are a good girl.
Only bad girls do that.
So do you think she's doing this on purpose for attention or something?
Well, she is squatting at the gym on tights. I mean, what do you think she wants? No, do not tell her. She knows you're just going to mess up her game.
Oh my gosh. I never even considered this part of it. I really hadn't.
Are you for real?
No, I'm
there's a lot of out there.
Oh! Oh. I guess I'm naive.
So she really wants someone to come approach her. Just a man, maybe. She's looking for a little.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, the gym is a magnet. Are you serious? All right, guys. Love you guys.
Oh, we're good. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
This text from Robin says, buy a decent pair of tights and this won't happen. I see women that are wearing tights so thin, they look like they're wearing nylons. It almost seems like it's done purposely. I wouldn't say anything. Just let her look stupid.
Okay. I don't want to let people look stupid, especially if they weren't meaning to. Like, if this was Kim Kieran, you would want to know. You would not be doing this on purpose, obviously.
Yeah, no, the faster the better.
Yeah, the faster the better. Absolutely. I cannot believe, though, and it makes me feel naive again. I think I felt naive yesterday morning as well. How many people are saying they think she's doing it on purpose?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can't believe it.
Yeah, like she totally knows. I would say half our texters are saying she knows it's on purpose.
Okay, well, so what is the conclusion? What are the results of our poll here for Rebecca at 92925?
I mean, it is skewing towards saying something, but not by much. It really isn't by much. A lot of people think that she knows and just let her go.
Wow.
And whatever you do, don't tell her mid-squat also, right? Wait for her to finish the session.
Well,
finish her up.
If she's doing it on purpose, maybe that's what she wants.
That's true.
Can you imagine? Thank you for noticing. Thank you.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Would you be into giving kiwi pizza a whirl? Okay, so the latest trend in pizza toppings is kiwi fruit.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Andy's mood is ruined even talking about
you
it.
You guys are animals.
What are people saying on our text line at 92925, though?
I love Christine. She says, someone could pay me $100 million and I would never eat a kiwi pizza. Just the thought of it makes me sick.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to call that bluff right now.
$100 million. Seriously.
This person says, I would give it a try because my friend told me to put vinegar on pizza once and I hate vinegar. But when I put it on, it tasted really good. So now I put vinegar on my pizza every time.
Vinegar?
Yeah. You have to allow yourself to change.
Well, when you think about the fact that we like oil and vinegar on bread, pizza is bread.
True.
Not a huge stretch.
This text says, I'm surprised avocado hasn't made its way onto pizza yet. I'm sure it has. Yeah.
I've seen avocado like pizza for sure.
Yeah.
This one said, the question is, Nikki, would you go on a blind date and have kiwi pizza? Yeah, sign me up.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely, I would. Claudia, would you give a try to kiwi pizza?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Claudia.
Definitely. I definitely like pineapple on my pizza, so why not?
Yeah, I agree. Pineapple is one of my favorite pizza toppings, actually.
A lot of my friends judge me for it, but who cares, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember those Pizza Hut pizzas, those dessert pizzas that were kind of like, I don't know, they were kind of almost like a gimmick?
Was it
this feels the same.
Nutella or something?
I don't know. They had a chocolate pizza and a strawberry pizza.
Yeah, I really didn't like the chocolate pizza. That's a no for me.
Right? It's weird and it's wrong.
Andy's calling it a gimmick.
It was very weird.
If you haven't been able to tell up until now, Claudia, Andy has a hard time with change. You know? He doesn't do well with change. All right. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for the call. Bye.
Bye. I love this text from Shawnee. They said, pizza is a blank canvas.
Yeah.
When my kids were growing up, Thursday night used to be leftover night, and we would eat everything on a homemade pizza crust. There's nothing we wouldn't put on pizza. We had an apple and brie pizza one time.
Oh.
I've never tried kiwi, but next time we get together for dinner, kiwi pizza it is.
Gotta keep an open mind. Just throw the kitchen sink at it.
There's been sweet potato pizza.
Oh,
have you ever had salmon on pizza? That's happened?
Yes, I did not like it.
Salmon? Ooh. No.
No, it wasn't right.
Okay, Andy, ruin all our days and tell us what you like, what you prefer on your pizza if you were ordering what you wanted.
I do like spicy pizza, so I put Italian sausages on it, pepperoni, jalapeno peppers, and then I'll put my own cayenne pepper and sriracha sauce on top of it.
Okay. That sounds like a heart attack.
Nice and spicy.
Not a vegetable in sight.
This is tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's a fruit.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.